Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from Immunutrition here in Madison and Madison Healthcare Services. And she's coming straight off the Dragon Fest parade.
That's right.
Yeah, had a good time in Dragon Fest and Sticker Day.
Absolutely. So if you were at the ambassador program and not at the parade, I don't usually dress in 80s attire for the whole day.
You don't?
I don't.
Okay.
Maybe for the next few weeks, though, as we do this challenge, huh?
There you go. Oh, you had kind of a busy time up there at the up on the hill, as I call it, up there, the healthcare services. Handing out your Eat to the Beat bingo cards. We're going to talk about that today. Fill us in. How's that all going? And in case somebody doesn't know what it's all about, tell us.
So, yeah, we had our kickoff for this Eat to the Beat Nutrition Challenge on Thursday, and today we'll kind of start talking about some of those little squares on your bingo card. Now, if you didn't get a bingo card, you can still pick one up at the clinic, and they have 16 different little challenges on them for those people who have really been focusing on lifestyle and diet and all of that. Maybe it's going to be an easy challenge. For a lot of people, there's some tricky ones on there. And each week for the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the different categories and talking about how you can check off some of those squares on your bingo card. And you have these whole 6 weeks to do it. So you don't have to do everything this week. You don't have to do everything overnight. If you start halfway through the challenge, that's okay too. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay. Now I'm wondering, can I combine a couple of them here, like go for a walk after eating and 15 minutes of fresh air? Does that count? Breathe in 15 minutes of fresh air while I'm walking?
If you walk outside, absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Clean the refrigerator. Does the refrigerator at the radio station count? It's in tough shape. I mean, the freezer is like a solid block of ice.
I mean, really, like I told everybody last Thursday, you just listen to your heart.
Okay.
And if your heart tells you that that's the right one, then you do that.
Okay. Well, if there's a reason to clean the refrigerator here, that'd be a successful promotion right there.
There we go. And yeah. I think, you know, that's kind of the big thing with this, right, is certainly you turn this bingo card in, you get entered for prizes, but ultimately, our goal is just to be a little bit more mindful of our nutrition, to be thinking about things a little bit more. Maybe we're checking those labels for added sugar or thinking about what's on our plate. It's not about overhauling our whole lives. It's not about a perfect diet because that doesn't exist. It's just about mindfulness, right? It's about being aware.
And about the fact that nutrition can be fun.
Nutrition can be fun.
It doesn't have to be a drag.
It should be fun, in fact. Absolutely should be fun. And I would like people to keep that in mind if you're thinking about whether or not to schedule a visit. Appointments should be fun too.
That's right. So talking to you should be fun.
That's right. I'm not going to take away your tacos and your churros and your fair food that's coming up. It's about our day to day. It's not about, you know.
Not about losing weight or necessarily or anything.
No, it's about just being well.
Being healthy.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay. Well, now this week where you kind of got a musical theme for each week.
Who doesn't love a good pun, and, right?
Yes, right. You've got a lot of good puns here. I don't know where you get that from. But, what's the pun? What's the theme for this week?
It's Don't Stop Beliefing.
Beliefing, yeah.
In Nutrition Foundations.
All right.
So put a little journey on your playlist this week and get out there and work on a few of these nourishing things. So when we talk about the nutrition basics, we talk about foundations. Foundations or basics doesn't necessarily mean these are easy things to incorporate either. I think sometimes those words can be confused with easy. They just mean core. These are the essential nutrition things. So typically, before I do any kind of huge changes or recommend anything therapeutic or different in people's diets, I usually recommend we master some of these foundational pieces. And the big foundational pieces that I talk to people about are getting our colorful fiber, getting our healthy fats, getting enough protein, staying hydrated, getting variety in our diet, and then our healthy thoughts and beliefs around food. So we don't work on all of those at once. You don't need to overhaul everything all at once. We start with one that feels doable and work on different ways to do that. And while everybody listening, if you're doing the nutrition challenge, great. If you're not, all of this is still relevant to you. But while we can choose any of those foundations to work on first, this week we're really focusing on that belief-ing part and those dark green leafy vegetables, those other colorful fiber sources. And fiber is important. We've talked about it so many times on here. It regulates our blood sugar. It helps keep us full. It supports our gut health. Those colors, those antioxidants that we get from fruits and vegetables help with everything from, you know, red, colorful things, helping with heart health, and orange and yellow help with eye and immune health. Green things help with our brain, and overall, just like a lot of them have iron, folate, things like that that can prevent anemia. Purple and blue, also good for brain and heart. And then when we mix those colors together, we get even more benefit. So you'll see four squares on your bingo card this week that kind of fit into this category. So eating three veggies a day, eating a local veggie, adding a veggie to breakfast, and getting three colors in your meal. Now, to your point, technically, you could knock all of these out in one fell swoop and do them all at breakfast, right?
Try a new food, you know, that'd be...
Yeah, that one would fit into this too.
If you haven't eaten any particular kind of vegetable, you can add that vegetable. And I think there's something about eat a new vegetable or add a veggie to your breakfast.
Yes, add a veggie to your breakfast. Mm-hmm. So those veggie ones, and you're right, adding a new food and some other ones can certainly fit into this week too. So you could knock out maybe 4, 5, 6 of them in one meal if you really try, especially if you go for a walk outside afterward, right? But if we think about things like, you know, eating three veggies in a day, some people are already doing that. A lot of people don't even consistently get one vegetable in a day. So it could be something as simple as a handful of baby carrots as a snack at some point, or putting some frozen veggies into a meal that you're already making, adding veggies into your mac and cheese or into a pasta so that you're not just eating that pile on the side. You can even blend them into a sauce. It doesn't have to be the whole vegetable just sitting there. It can be part of a spaghetti sauce or a beet pasta sauce or something like that. The local veggies, we've talked about those farmers markets that are going on around here. So many great farmers markets. If you're not growing anything in your backyard, stop at a farmers market and get it. It's a great way, eating a local veggie, to eat things that are locally grown, support local growers and farmers. It just comes with an extra benefit of community support. Within that, you can try a veggie you've never made before. Sometimes people are really reluctant to get a new vegetable because they don't know what to do with it. You can always reach out to me. I might know what to do with it. There's a few that I haven't cooked a lot of either. But my favorite place to go to, and I've talked about this place before too, but it's a vegworldafterall.com. So just like It's a Small World, but
it's
for vegetables. Yes. No. And Lizzie is a dietitian. She has videos on there for how to use a whole bunch of different vegetables, how to cut them, how to cook them, how to freeze them, all sorts of stuff. But I think that adding a veggie to breakfast is the one that throws a lot of people. You have a veggie for breakfast once in a while if you have that smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to get it in.
Haven't had one for a while, but...
But sometimes.
Sometimes.
So you could blend frozen cauliflower, spinach, anything like that into a smoothie. Avocado toast is one of those things that people joke about, you know, with millennials. But avocado toast is actually pretty tasty. Toss a couple of tomato slices or shredded carrots or something like that on there. That's an easy one. You can make yourself a roll-up with a whole grain tortilla, some cream cheese, put cucumbers, spinach, whatever veggies you like on there, and have a veggie wrap for breakfast. You could certainly make a breakfast burrito, egg muffins, an egg bake, a quiche. You could cook up a breakfast hash with root vegetables, or saute some greens. They are delicious sauteed with a little bit of bacon if you want to add some flavor. Nothing wrong with adding a dip or adding bacon or adding cheese or adding something like that to make the vegetables more nourishing or more enjoyable for you. They're still nourishing. You're still getting all the benefit of the vegetable. You're just getting a different flavor that maybe brings you a little bit of joy. And that's important too.
And does like French fries and onion rings, does that count as two different vegetables?
Does not. Glad you brought that up. No. So let's talk real vegetables, whole food vegetables. Now, if you make your own French fries at home, sure, we can count that. If you make your own onion rings at home with a good coating, sure, we can count that. Yeah, absolutely. But if those are only vegetables, we maybe want to broaden our color spectrum a little bit.
Well, you can leave them in the deep fat fryer a little bit longer so they're darker.
I'm not sure that different shades of brown from the breading is quite where I'm going.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, back to the subject at hand here.
That's right. But there's lots of different ways. Make yourself a rainbow bowl, make rainbow tacos, rainbow stir fry. Salsa counts. There's already a whole bunch of colors in there. Lots of ways to get all these things in.
I was talking to one of my Qantas friends here at noon when Eric Bjerke, the CEO, was over giving a little presentation, and he was handing out your bingo cards over there.
Which is wonderful. Thank you, Eric.
One of them said he'd already talked to you about it. He asked you a couple of questions. He was wondering if three different kinds of sweet corn counted as three different kinds of vegetables. And I guess you had answered no.
No.
And he was wondering for the meal plan for the week. Was it like a different restaurant every day?
Did ask that. I do remember this.
You probably know who we're talking about.
I will not call him out. But I did encourage him to stop by and just chat with me real quick.
Okay.
But nothing wrong with corn. Sweet corn season's coming up, right? And it's delicious. It's a great way to get in that bright color. Maybe not for like pale yellow, bright yellow, and not quite where we're
going.
Don't
be quite that creative.
No.
Okay. Now, that's don't stop believing is this week. What's next week?
Next week. Wow, you put me right on the spot because I honestly don't remember. But if you have that bingo card.
I only got one side of your bingo card.
Flip it
picture.
Over. It'll tell you what it is next week. I think it's take on meal planning.
I think you're right.
Take on meal planning. I'm pretty sure that's what's next week.
Okay.
So you can get ramped up for that too.
Okay. We're excited.
I bet you are.
All right. Well, if you have any questions about the challenge here or anything else to dealing with nutrition and you want to talk to Amber Boyens, how do they find you?
Yep. You can find me just by calling the clinic here in Madison, 598-7551 to get up there. You can call the radio station or you can go online. Find me on Facebook at IMU Nutrition. That's IMU Nutrition or imunutrition.com.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go eat some, breathe in some fresh air and eat a vegetable and we'll see you again next week.
That sounds great.
Amber Boyens with us on Taco Tuesday. We'll see you again next week.